Hi, everybody. Welcome to Eco Chic, a podcast all about practical science and sustainability. My name is Laura, and I'm a graduate student studying climate science. This podcast is a really awesome space to share a lot of things that I take for granted, like general climate change education or personal sustainability efforts, things that are not necessarily common knowledge, but totally should be. We're going to be talking about climate change from a whole bunch of different angles, hard science, human health, policy, whatever, but also just personal tips on how to be a more responsible citizen of the planet. Last week, we talked about the hard science behind climate change, animal agriculture, and waste. Today, I want to discuss something a little bit more day-to-day for young adults like myself, sustainable party tips. I love hosting dinner parties and pregames, and it's important for me to think really consciously about how these events are impacting the planet. Hosting a sustainable event is really a matter of really efficient management. Have a plan, think about details from a really holistic perspective. So let's get into it. First things first, I hope you are buying your alcohol in glass. A, from a quality perspective, like just stop buying alcohol in plastic bottles. But B, from a recycling perspective, you can always recycle a glass bottle much more efficiently than you could ever recycle a plastic alcoholic bottle. If you're buying wine, opt to buy bottles with real corks as opposed to those plastic synthetic corks, and those actually can't be recycled. Beer cans are a whole other issue because the plastic connectors on top of the cans end up in the oceans, so that both litters our oceans and really threatens sea life, which may be eating this plastic. There's a whole bunch of resources online of just how detrimental plastic is in the oceans. If you're buying beer cans, go local. So this is kind of a twofold situation. You are financially supporting your local community, and then in turn, your beer also has a lower carbon footprint than a big name brew just because it's traveled much less to get to your party. A lot of local breweries also use those plastic connectors along the top of cans, which are not rings, but like an interlocking harder plastic. They're really easily reused, and your local brewery will very happily take them back. So just collect them at your party and turn them in the next time you visit. A friend also just told me about this super cool innovation in the beer packaging world, biodegradable edible six-pack rings. They're being used right now at Saltwater Brewery in South Florida, where I'm from, and I'm really excited for this concept. I hope that it like really catches on for more local breweries. And I'll be sure to link the article discussing these biodegradable six-pack rings in the episode resources. Also on the topic of drinks, if you are providing drinks, make sure they are in reusable, washable glasses. It's 2018, we have dishwashers, you really do not need solo cups for a small event. If you're hosting something really huge and you absolutely must use disposables, there are only a handful of cities that will recycle number six plastic, which is what solo cups are made out of. If you are on or near a university, a lot of schools have really awesome composting programs. So I went to UNC and we had an awesome compostable cup program that you could order through the Office of Sustainability, and they were super competitively priced. So these cups would decompose after 50 days as opposed to the literal eternity a plastic solo cup lives on for. If you don't have a local compostable cup system, a sustainable practice would be purchasing cups made out of post-consumer content. So be careful with that option, though, because you're looking for certifications on the packaging. Make sure that something on it says the wildlife certification or whatever it might be. Look for a little label. So a big problem with sustainable events is that there is a lot of greenwashing going on in the consumer content world. So what that means is when an item claims to be recycled or eco-friendly or whatever, but actually is not at all. So if you've seen those plastic cups with a little leaf on them, it's really common outside of dining halls or really large events. I've seen them at festivals. It's still plastic without any certifications. It is probably just new plastic with really targeted marketing. So that is greenwashing, fake environmentalism. Other ideas in the drink world. I like making jello shots. It's actually kind of embarrassing. I make them pretty often. I have two sets of those little shot glasses meant to look like tiny baby solo cups, and they're dishwasher safe. So at the end of the night, I'll just put them in the dishwasher and they're good to go. If you have a large collection of short glass shot glasses, that would also work. An even better idea, though, is edible shot glasses. Personally, I once, with a friend, made pickleback jello shots, and we made them in actual pickles. You slice them in half and carve them out, and they became little glasses. I've also sliced an orange in half, scoop out the insides, and then fill it with jello. And once all the jello shots set, you can slice them and eat it like an orange slice. So when it comes to making drinks, just really think about ways to get creative. Just think about how you can make your drinks in something edible, compostable, avoid the glass problem altogether. On the topic of glass, though, make sure your recycling is very clearly labeled and visible. Everywhere you have a trash can, you should also have a recycling bin. If you have friends who are also super environmentally motivated and you could have a clear compost bin, that could be really successful. On the topic of compost and food, think about your party snacks. I love to make big batches of popcorn with kernels I'll buy out of the bulk bins in my reusable bags, and then I'll pop them on the stove. It's also super easy to make your own salsa and guac with package-free produce. Bring your own reusable bags. Look for things that are local, organic, whatever you can afford and get out of your grocery store. All of this ends up being cheaper, fresher, less trashy. Chips are a bit harder, so if you have a local Mexican restaurant that you like, you can buy chips there in your own bag. I buy my bags locally, but they come pre-packaged in a big plastic bag. So it's just like a really thin plastic bag that can't actually be recycled with a little twisty tie. So it's producing trash, but it actually has a much lower carbon footprint than a bag of Tostitos or something that I would buy at Walmart because it's traveled significantly less to get to me. Another really easy package-free low-carbon option might be maybe making your own fries for a cookout. So I have a spiralizer and I love to stick potatoes in there and make curly fries. People always think they're really fancy and they're impressed, but it's really like no work at all. So really to think about party snacks here, when you're making your party planning grocery list, just take a step back, think about what you can make yourself, how you can reduce your trash, lowering the carbon footprint by buying local, organic, whatever. If you're ordering food though for a much larger event, look into local caterers. This is the more sustainable move because you can choose, again, local organic, and then you have ethical employment, all the money is staying in your community. You can definitely be thinking here about sustainability from a human health community standpoint as opposed to purely climate. If you're hosting a really large event, like maybe some sort of charity event through a big organization, have a plan for your leftovers. Yes, composting is great for small groups, and in those situations, you should definitely encourage your guests to bring little Tupperware containers to take home extra. But if you're hosting a really large event, you're probably going to have much more food than you know how to properly divvy up. So look into donating leftovers to a local shelter, food bank, other food organization. A lot of cities now, big cities, small cities, all have leftover pickup services, so like Meals on Wheels. Look into what the options are for your area. Little party details can really add up. So conscious partying is about thinking about each aspect of an event and how it can be done better in a more environmentally aware way. I assume in the digital age, most people are sending out digital invitations as opposed to paper ones, which is clearly the cheaper and more sustainable move. However, if you absolutely must send out paper invites, think about where else you can cut back. So maybe commit to real silverware or reduce energy consumption in some way. Energy comes into play if you are playing music, if you're watching a sporting event, etc. Turn it off when you're not using these appliances, just as you would in your everyday life. And if you're in the market for new speakers or something of the sort, look for a secondhand option. Otherwise, at least look for a really quality, long-lasting option so you'll have to replace that appliance less frequently. Carpool to your event if you can. An Uber XL stopping for multiple pickups in the same area should theoretically have lower carbon emissions than a bunch of regular Ubers going to the same place. In terms of decor and costumes, shopping secondhand is a really great way to A, find a good deal, find really funky things, but B, take items out of the waste stream. For a really large event, things like tablecloths and cloth napkins can really easily be rented. That way, you're also not stuck with like 50 white round tablecloths after the party that you're probably never going to use again. This goes for all your party activities too. So can your party games be bought secondhand? Can they be DIY'd somehow? Can you reuse your dispensary containers? If you're bringing a hostess gift, a potted plant is a much more long-lasting, eco-friendly option than plastic-wrapped grocery store flowers. If you are going out to a bar, opt for no straw in your drink. This is like my personal crusade as of lately. I am not into straws. It's a single-use plastic, and it is not a good look for anyone. If you're really emotionally committed to straws for whatever reason, maybe think about looking into metal straws or reusable silicone straws that you can bring with you to a bar. If you're having like some sort of cookout game day at your house and you really want straws for everyone, paper straws are a much better option than plastic ones. I hope this quick episode on sustainable party tips was helpful. If there is anything in particular you'd like to learn more about in terms of science or sustainability, or if you just want to chat, shoot me a DM on Instagram, or you can also send me an email via the link that I'm going to leave down below in the show notes. I will have a list on my website, lauraedias.com, of references, inspiration, information, whatever it is that you need. Thank you so much for everyone who's reached out and just given me some good vibes and great feedback on last week's episodes. I'm really appreciating all of the support. And thank you again so much for listening. I hope everyone has a really great day. Bye.